106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is Kevin Beidler, Kevin Ryder. What is up, party people? We have on People Are Dumb, Prolific Pervert. There's a guy named a Prolific Pervert, which is a pretty good band name. The mice are eating marijuana. I'll tell you about that. In animal news, we have great news. To restore your faith in humanity, we have the 420 Catch of the Day, our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got Tame Impala tickets for the Forum, November 11th. And you are continuing to listen to two Linkin Park songs. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
That guy. What do you need him for?
Oasis sort of imploded before their songs actually took off in America. This is one that was not a big radio hit that is amazing. Cigarettes and Alcohol on K-Rock. Kevin Ryder, Oasis, just about to wrap up their tour. I think they only did three cities in the United States, in New Jersey, in Chicago, and then here in Los Angeles. I think they're going to wrap up their tour in Mexico City this coming weekend, and hopefully they will continue the tour and come back for another shot at it, because it was amazing. It's time to worry about bugs, people.
These warm days can offer a lot of outdoor fun, but can come with some pesky trouble. People dealing with spider or mosquito bites often find it hard to tell the difference.
Yeah, spiders have two fangs.
And it's important to know which is which for your safety.
In the woodsy areas of Griffith Park, Jose Yakushi and his daughter took extra precautions against insects. But the creepiest of crawlers took a bite out of Jose when he was at home cleaning his garage.
I felt something bite me in the leg, and then I saw it, and it was a spider.
Yeah, nightmare. That's my nightmare.
Jose saw the spider that bit him, but many people don't know the difference between a spider or mosquito bite.
Spiders have fangs.
Mosquito bites tend to be more itchy.
USC dermatologist Dr. Han Lee says spider bites may leave two tiny fang marks.
Because spiders have fangs.
You have to be careful in the evening because there's a lot of spider webs in the hanging from the trees, hanging from your fixtures.
Yeah, when I walked outside today, I walked into a net of spider webs, and I probably looked like I was beating myself up trying to get it off.
While mosquito bites tend to be more itchy and raised, spider bites tend to be more painful. And if you encounter a venomous spider, dermatologists say keep it clean because it can lead to infection and something else.
Venomous spiders can cause necrosis.
I've had necrosis because I had a brown recluse bite me, and necrosis is when your skin dies. Your skin's actually dead. In the hospital, they cut my skin with scissors because it didn't hurt, because it was dead.
Which causes dead tissue, and they tend to be very painful.
Yeah, the area around the bite is a nightmare.
And those are the ones that you should seek medical attention for.
I know that black widows are pretty poisonous.
Besides the black widow, other eight-legged creatures to watch out for are the wolf spider and brown recluse.
When I got bit by a brown recluse, I can't tell you how many people told me that brown recluses aren't alive in California. And my neck begs to differ.
If you get a bite that's very painful and swollen and it becomes dark, those are the ones that can be dangerous and seek medical attention for those.
I had to get a skin graft from the side of my head to my neck.
For less severe spider bites, Dr. Lee recommends over-the-counter anti-inflammatory meds and cortisone cream.
I am not a fan of spiders.
Fear of spiders can work in your favor.
Try not to bother them. If they won't bother you if you don't bother them.
Just remember, the brown recluse is a dick. You are listening for two Linkin Park songs in a row. Every time we do a block of Linkin Park songs, you get a chance to win tickets to their sold-out show this Saturday at Intuit Dome.
Authorities in the Japanese city of Osaka say that a prolific pervert was recently arrested.
How do you get to be a prolific pervert? Details coming up on K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
People who don't try and hide what they're doing is odd to me.
Authorities in the Japanese city of Osaka say that a prolific pervert was recently arrested.
Prolific Perverts is a great band name.
After he was caught in the act by a concerned citizen, only for police to learn that this was only the tip of the iceberg. According to reports, the whole thing started around 8 p.m. on May 8th, when the Good Samaritan in question noticed a middle-aged man behaving strangely at a laundromat.
What is a middle-aged man doing in a laundromat that makes you think that guy's acting weird?
The man, later identified as 44-year-old Mitsuru Toyonaga, was skulking around a section of dryers.
skulking. You can't skulk. Get you every time.
And was apparently looking so shady that this member of the public decided to perform a citizen's arrest.
I love so much the idea of a citizen's arrest because you're not a police officer and you're going to detain me? What?
As bold as this might seem, it turned out that the Good Samaritan's instincts were right on the money. Because when police arrived, Toyonaga reportedly launched into a wild confession.
Just to note, this confession was before they really questioned him about much. He just lost it and started telling the police everything he's done.
Not only did he admit that he was at the laundromat that evening trying to steal women's underwear.
What's the re... Never mind.
This was far from his first offense. In fact, he told officers he'd done this at least 100 times since September of last year.
They just asked him what he was doing, and he said, I was looking for women's underwear. I've done it over 100 times. Let me give you a list of the addresses.
Well, even this ended up being a conservative estimate, because when police actually went to Toyonaga's house to investigate, they found more than four times that amount. At least 450 pairs of women's panties were recovered from his place.
Not sure why, but the word panties is funny to me.
All arranged by color in a special dresser.
Arranged by color? For what reason? I know I'm home by myself, but I'm feeling pretty mauve tonight.
So far, it appears that Toyonaga has only been arrested on suspicion of stealing four pairs of underwear.
Didn't they find 450 pair? That's just lazy police work.
Though, understandably, that could change considering this massive haul.
It was a massive haul of panties from a prolific pervert. I did have to record that. There's no way I would be able to say that live. You are still listening for a block of Linkin Park, two songs by Linkin Park back to back. When you hear that, be caller 20 and you'll win sold out tickets to see them this Saturday night at Intuit Dome from K-Rock. You have to literally keep yourself from watching the news throughout the day because it's just too depressing. But there's good stuff that's going on out there that people don't know about, and it helps restore your faith in humanity. And I bring you this example.
When most people see trash piled up on streets or sidewalks, they drive or walk right by it. But one man decided that just didn't sit right with him.
And in today's All Good News, Eyewitness News reporter Tim Pulliam introduces us to a Samaritan who is inspiring others to clean up their neighborhoods.
Juan Niola knows how to transform life's mess into his life's mission. Every day, he picks up trash in L.A. after moving here nearly a year ago from Virginia.
So the dude moves from Virginia a year ago and starts picking up trash.
I didn't come here to pick up trash.
That's not why he came, but his dream fell through and he was bothered by all the trash, so he started picking it up.
I came here with a dream.
A goal to link up with an L.A. investor to develop his rideshare app. But what he got was a waste of his time, leaving him down in the dumps.
And I was going to go back to Virginia. And my wife said, don't go, just keep doing it. And then I start cleaning. And that was like therapy for me.
It was like therapy for me. That's a beautiful thing. He sees something dirty, cleans it up, and it makes him feel better.
That therapy helped him launch the nonprofit Clean LA With Me, a viral social media phenomenon. His Instagram page by the same name growing nearly 50,000 followers.
It is Clean LA With Me.
Some of them join him each week to literally pick up garbage across LA. In Boyle Heights, Niola built these receptacles for the neighborhood.
Compost, trash, cans, and batters. I want to have people use it. I want to put more here, down this road.
He quit his full-time job working with hardwood flooring to pick up trash, relying on donations and people to keep his operation going.
Hopefully, we can have 1,000 people start doing this. That would be awesome. We can make a club. I really love what I'm doing. I really love seeing coming to the place where it's like really dirty and then cleaning up and see the difference.
What an amazing human being. And the Instagram again is Clean LA With Me. Hey, Rockilla, who's this?
This is Gilbert.
Gilbert, you are caller 20.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Well done. I hope you didn't have plans on Saturday night because Linkin Park is playing a sold-out show at Intuit Dome, and you are going to be there.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
This is Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day coming up in a minute. Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
in a bold move to promote a positive and respectful fan culture, Jeffrey Lurie, CEO of the Philadelphia Eagles, has announced he's going to permanently ban the woman dubbed Philly's Karen from entering Lincoln Financial Field. This is a woman who, of course, went viral from taking the baseball from the young boy at a recent Phillies game. Additionally, he issued a call to action to the entire Eagles sports fan community, emphasizing the importance of mutual respect and encouraging fans to strive for a more supportive and inclusive environment.
He knows he's talking about Philadelphia, right?
No, okay. I kind of feel like this sort of an overreaction in a way, because how many fights have broken out during lots and lots of... So, you know.
They threw snowballs at Santa. That happened.
I think it's just because it was a kid. You know what I mean? And so they're like, you cross the line. All right, for our second story, in Japan, a company has attracted significant attention for providing a unique service where clients can hire intimidating individuals to help resolve disputes. These individuals, referred to in the report as scary people, often have shaved heads and prominent tattoos and would accompany clients to confront various issues, with most cases being resolved within 30 minutes. The service provides help in standing up to snide colleagues or resolving office conflicts. They also intimidate neighbors who refuse to keep the noise down.
Interesting.
The clients can also seek help to confront mistresses or unfaithful partners, and also to collect debts from former employers or business partners. They help with dealing with bullies who target children as well, which I like that. The company claims that they do not employ gangsters and they don't do anything illegal. The company charges $140 for every 30 minutes of service.
Wow!
You know, I could definitely use these guys dealing with my upstairs neighbors, not gonna lie. Only in Japan.
That's true.
Okay, and our third story, a Florida TikToker has been accused of stealing another medical professional's identity and credentials to operate a cosmetic business offering services such as Botox injections, fillers, facials, and laser tattoo removal.
This seems to happen a lot.
Yeah, and she was actually doing these services all without a license. So the Florida Department of Health was alerted and by the person that she was actually impersonating. So she's been arrested on multiple charges. I guess she's trying to set up her post-influencer career, but maybe just, you know, go to school and get a license.
Learn how to do something.
Yeah, exactly. On Megan Holiday, that's 3 Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Beauty school dropout finally has a new album called Where Did All the Butterflies Go? And on that is Heart Away. They're playing the Wiltern October 24th. Heart Away, Beauty School Dropout is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Beauty School Dropout. Heart Away is the name of that song. And that band is managed, I believe, by Mark Hoppus from the debut album Where Did All the Butterflies Go? It's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. You are listening for a block of Linkin Park songs.
Woo! They're going to be taking over Intuit Dome on Saturday. The show is sold out and it is going to be a brain melter.
Yes, it is.
I'm so excited.
Two songs in a row from Linkin Park. Caller 20, and you will see that show from K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday.
Hello.
You didn't hear this story earlier. It is a prolific pervert.
Ooh.
Is how they refer to him.
Authorities in the Japanese city of Osaka say that a prolific pervert was recently arrested after he was caught in the act by a concerned citizen, only for police to learn that this was only the tip of the iceberg.
What do you think he was caught doing?
Citizen. Could be anything.
Yeah.
According to reports, the whole thing started around 8 p.m. on May 8th, when the Good Samaritan in question noticed a middle-aged man behaving strangely at a laundromat.
What does that mean? A middle-aged man behaving strangely at a laundromat.
It could mean so many things. I mean,
the man, later identified as 44-year-old Mitsuru Toyonaga, was skulking around a section of dryers and was apparently looking so shady that this member of the public decided to perform a citizen's arrest.
Okay, first of all, you don't skulk. Don't ever skulk. That's always bad. And second of all, I love citizen arrests. because literally you're just holding someone down till the police come, and you have no authority to do that.
Yeah, that's pretty intense.
So this guy did it to the skulker.
As bold as this might seem, it turned out that the Good Samaritan's instincts were right on the money, because when police arrived, Toyonaga reportedly launched into a wild confession. Not only did he admit that he was at the laundromat that evening trying to steal women's underwear, this was far from his first offense.
No.
In fact, he told officers he'd done this at least 100 times since September of last year.
Oh, boy. Oh,
the officer's like, what are you doing here? And he goes, I did it 100 times. Yeah, you should see my collection.
Well, even this ended up being a conservative estimate, because when police actually went to Toyonaga's house to investigate, they found more than four times that amount. At least 450 pairs of women's panties were recovered from his place, all arranged by color in a special dresser.
450 pair of panties. I don't know why I think that word is funny. Arranged by color.
Yeah.
Because you never know what mood you're going to be in.
I guess, yeah, okay, yeah. Keep it organized.
So far, it appears that Toyonaga has only been arrested on suspicion of stealing four pairs of underwear.
Well, that's just lazy, because it's 450 right there.
Understandably, that could change considering this massive haul.
All right, so let's do it again. We've done it before, the fetish kink thing.
Yeah.
What is a fetish or kink that you feel like everyone else is not in on?
Yes.
And it can be any number of thing. There's and we don't want anything illegal.
No.
But there are some like age things where people are turned on by older women, older men.
Yeah.
There
I found some weird ones.
Yes, what'd you find?
Feeling aroused by stones and gravel.
Gravel?
Yeah.
Do you roll around in the gravel?
Rub up against some concrete?
What?
I don't know. Also attracted to nude statues, dolls, and mannequins. That was one I found.
Oh, what if you're turned on by mannequins? Do you just hang around that section of the store all day, like looking?
Just pop one in the Target,
you
know?
Hell? So your kink or fetish, 800-520-1067 is the phone number if you're turned on by something that most people aren't.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
judgment.
Yeah, no, hey, yeah.
There may be judgment. I'm going to take that back. There may be judgment.
And the most entertaining phone call, we've got your tickets to see Tame Impala at the Forum on November 11th.
All right. So your fetish or kink. We were one time at a weenie roast, and we all stayed at a hotel with furries.
Oh, boy.
And all of them said, it's not sexual. It's not sexual.
Oh, my God.
And when somebody says it with that much anger, so do you feel like it's maybe sexual?
Oh, yeah. It's got to be.
So your fetish or kink, 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello. You have a fetish or kink?
My wife used daily socks when they're all sweaty and gross when she gets home.
Do you have her take them off and give them to you at the end of the day?
No, she'll just throw them in the hamper and I'll just go over there and get a couple good whiffs. And
oh, my God. Does she know?
Yeah, she knows, and she's like, that's gross, but she kind of accepted it.
Okay, but wait, are you into feet? Like, do you want to smell her feet?
No, I don't really like her feet, it's just the socks.
Just the socks.
Wow, that's interesting.
Because you can't it into her feet?
Basically.
We are taking your calls on fetishes or kinks. 800-520-1067.
The most entertaining phone call. We've got your Tame Impala tickets. See them at the Forum on November 11th.
This is a strange and fun topic.
This has been wild.
We are taking your calls on your fetishes or your kinks.
And yes, for the very best or weirdest phone call, we've got your tickets to see Tame Impala at the Forum on November 11th.
800-520-1067 for your calls or texts. What do you got?
Wait, I feel like I have one that's kind of not super crazy, but like I like getting naked and then going like what is called just straight belly button to belly button. Like not like actively like, you know, having sex.
Right.
Like I will get hard for sure, but like I would rather do like the bare belly button to belly button than actually. Is that weird?
Yeah, wait. Okay, wait. So it's with someone that you're turned on by and you're both naked.
Yes, yes.
And you go 100%. Belly button to belly button and you want that to be the end of it?
No, not the end of it, but I would rather have that for like 30, 40 minutes than like, you know, f***ing for like 10 or 15. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Whoa. And you're just laying like on top of each other like that?
Kind of rubbing. Like, a little bit of like, a little gyrating.
Ooh. You know what I mean?
A little gyrating.
Okay.
All right.
Spicy.
You know, spice it up.
Okay, Rock, you have a fetish?
I get turned on by men who do Halloween or horror cosplay.
Oh, okay.
Specifically, like, scary horror movie stuff?
Scary clowns, Ghostface, Michael Myers, all of that.
All of it.
So you like if they're wearing the full cost of the mask and everything?
The full. I don't want to see, like, any jeans or nothing. I want, like, the full cloak, the full overalls, everything.
Oh, my. When did this start?
I don't know. Must have been around Halloween time.
I think she meant what age?
Oh. Maybe when I was like 21, you know?
That makes sense. K-Rock, what is your kink or fetish?
So when my friend takes her break at work, she takes her tweezers and plucks her pubes every single time. It's her break.
She plucks her pubes, but is this like a kink? Does this turn her on?
Every time.
Wow. What does she do with them?
Just throw them out, but, like, you know, you put them on a tissue and see them.
And so the plucking of her own pubes turns her on.
Is it just the pain of it?
It feels great. I mean, she says it feels great. Huh.
I think it's you. I think you're the one.
Is it you? Are you the one that does this on your break?
I mean,
or is
it's you,
your friend?
It's you,
my friend.
Yeah, of course it's your friend. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, how's it going, K-Rock?
Good, thank you. We're talking about kinks and fetishes.
Sweet.
We were hoping you would join the conversation.
Honestly, what me and my girl like to do is we role play. Like, we like to go to bars or some places and pretend we don't know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'll try and hit on her or something, you know, and get the conversation going.
Did she ever turn you down?
That'd be pretty funny, but no. I always get her.
She goes and finds another guy at the bar.
Right. Sorry, you didn't have a game tonight. Yes, that was Linkin Park. No, this is not.
Oh, so sad times.
Not playing two in a row right this second, but you are listening for two Linkin Park songs back to back to win tickets to see the sold out show Saturday night from K-Rock. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Why are we whispering?
Because I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh, are you at work?
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know.
Okay. Do you have a fetish or kink?
Yeah. So, when I was 17, an older girl took my virginity. Probably she was like 19. Anyway, I grew up listening to punk with my older brother and cousin. This girl had long nipples. And have you seen pictures of Farrah Fawcett? Her nipples are long. They look like toes. Like the big toe.
No, I don't think I ever thought that.
No, you gotta look it up. Google it. Anyway, so I liked Farrah.
Uh-huh.
And so then this girl kind of looked like Goldie Hawn, you know, growing up.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, she was into punk also. And she also had a piercing in her right ear. It had like a tube. I guess it would be gauges now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so after the other, she let me do that one. So I would do her ear hole.
Right. You put it in the ear hole?
The gauge hole, yeah.
How big was this dude, that's, I don't
How
know.
How small were you is the question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hung like an Asian man. But
K-Rock, hello.
Hi, is Adam.
Hi, Adam. We're talking about fetishes or kinks. What do you got?
I got a nose fetish. I got a nose fetish going on. Like, just the bulb, the nostrils, especially when they flare. I don't know. I just got some thing for them. Especially, I like sticking my nose in them.
You like sticking your nose in other people's noses?
I mean, my tongue in them.
Wow.
So you like to put your tongue in other people's nostrils?
Yeah, and then, like, put my lips around the bulb of the nose, and just, especially when they flare out, like, I just, like with my lips biting on it.
Wow. So do you ask the girl to flare up the nostrils when you're getting down?
No, I haven't asked it. Like, I've had it, like, for a long time, but I've never mentioned it until my current girlfriend, and, like, sometimes she's just like, why are you so hard, like, after doing that?
That's so weird. But she doesn't know that that turns you on. So she's like, why are you eating my face?
She's got a clue. She's got a clue.
Sure.
I told her. I'm like, yeah.
K-Rock, we're taking phone calls on your fetishes.
In order for me to get turned on with my girl, she doesn't know this. So I hope she doesn't know that it's me.
Okay.
But I have to touch her earlobe.
You have to touch her earlobe.
Yes, I know it's weird, but...
No, but that's not embarrassing to tell her. Why wouldn't you tell her that?
Because she's going to probably be like, oh, yeah, by looking at my body, you don't get turned on, or... You get me?
Yeah, I guess.
She might get offended.
You can say it all turns you on. Every part of it.
That's true.
I don't know why I'm trying to put words in your mouth. I'm not your sex therapist.
So, wait.
Relationship better.
Is this only with her, or has this always been a thing for you?
It's always been a thing for me. Like, I started finding out in high school, pretty much.
Any ear will do.
Any ear in the store.
A girl's ear.
God, that's so bizarre.
Oh, my goodness.
How do you choose who wins the tickets?
We've had some really wild ones today.
I've never heard specifically of the bell button.
Yeah.
Belly button one.
Belly button to belly button.
That was a weird one.
He really enjoys
What's
that.
What's his name?
Dave.
Dave?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I thought I was on the call earlier and I started talking, but yeah. Yeah, I started whispering when the other guy started whispering. I'm like, why aren't they responding to me?
Like, what's going on?
Why aren't they responding to me? You are the winner. Congratulations.
Woo!
No freaking way, dude. What?
We have never heard of your kink.
Yeah, very specific.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. It's more of like, I mean, my first girlfriend wasn't like Mormon, but she was kind of like... what's the word? Like reserved, I guess?
Right.
Conservative.
Conservative?
Yeah. So, I mean, and now, I mean, all my, like, I guess previous girlfriends just kind of think I'm like more of an intimate person. So it's kind of like plus points for me, I guess.
Gotcha. So they just don't know exactly what you're doing.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Gotta stay in this, like, that
Sneaky.
Mysterious, like, aura. You
know? Gotcha. Well, congratulations. You got tickets for Tame Impala at the Forum.
No way, dude. What the heck?
Woo! Yeah, Dave!
Congratulations.
Belly buttons!
Thanks for calling K-Rock. We appreciate it.
That feels good in your ears.
It does. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. That is it for me. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday has you from now on.
I would highly recommend sticking around because when you hear a block of Linkin Park, I'm going to be hooking you up with tickets to their sold-out show this Saturday at Intuit Dome. It's K-Rock.